Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. How are each and every one of you? I mean, it's been a busy week or so for me. You know, if I may, just personally want to throw it out there. The 19th, this past Monday, won a track championship. Both our boys and girls won the title. We had to make up the meet because we got rained out the week before. So that was a major accomplishment. And, you know, quite frankly, too, you know, I'm kind of glad the season's over. Kind of, you know, those folks out there that coach the sport, you know, there comes a particular point where as much as you love working with those kids and helping those kids, you know, it gets to a point where you're like, all right, you know what? It's time to go back to my regular routine. It's time for me to go back and do things that I need to do or want to do, if you will. And I was at that point, so I'm very happy that the season's over and looking forward to next season. So winning a championship, that was really nice. Icing on the cake, if you will. But and we're getting up for another busy week. Yours truly, personally, got a couple different things going on. A concert, the DBI, which is coming up this Friday, May 30th. And, you know, I love the fact that everybody listened to the last episode, the last installment of the PVD Cast. Juice Jennings, Jimmy Shane coming on, talking about that great event and that great cause. The DBI, the Dustin Batdorf Invitational 3, happening this Friday, May 30th, River Tree Church up in Massillon, Ohio. Check out at DBI underscore wrestling on Twitter or facebook.com/Dustin Batdorf Invitational to find out all the information. I linked those two websites to my own website under the quick write-up for the last episode, episode 44, if you will. And so click on one of those. It'll take you right there. And if you get an opportunity, if you're up in Northeast Ohio, if you're in Eastern Ohio even, swing on up to Massillon. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be an awesome event. And, you know, again, I'm honored and privileged to be part of it. And I appreciate the opportunity to give my talents to such a worthy cause. So, all right, well, let's get into this week's episode of the PVD Cast. It's an episode, an installment that I recorded live on May 17th, right before the big OCW show in Newark, Ohio at the National Guard Armory. And I know many months ago we did one in Coshocton. Adam Michaels and myself sat down, and, you know, it's basically a learning process, if you will. You know, I think that first one was okay, but there were some things we could do better. I need this one. We improved in a couple of areas, but there's still some things I'd like to iron out. So here real shortly, you're going to go to that particular rowdy crowd. A few gentlemen in the audience really kept it going, if you will. Anyways, and we're going to be joined by a couple of guests on this podcast. It's myself and the Marquee Mikey D is my co-host. And we're going to be joined by a few OCW stars. I hope you guys like it. I hope you find it entertaining. I hope you find it informative or whatever. But let me know one way or the other. You can hit me up on Twitter at PVDMVP or shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. And let me know whether you liked it, whether you didn't like it, things I can improve on, things that could be better, things that were pretty darn good to begin with. So, all right. Well, with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. Then we'll go right into that podcast live from Newark. And then I'll chat at you at the end of this particular episode. So, we'll be back with the Live from Newark episode of the PVD Cast here shortly. John Orlando, the host of the PVD Cast. I want to take a few moments to tell you about Stitcher Radio. If you don't know, Stitcher Radio is where you can hear the PVD Cast and thousands of other podcasts that are on the network. Stitcher Radio is the greatest app that you could have on your Android or on your iPhone or on your tablet. If you don't have it, go to your app store and download it, or go to Stitcher.com where they'll tell you how to get Stitcher Radio. It is the greatest. It is the best. It's one app. That's all you need, folks. It will let you know when a new episode's up because it continuously updates. So if you want to know when is the next episode of the PVD cast up, boom, it'll tell you. Trust me, I know I have friends that have used the app on their particular Android or iPhone and they love it. They love it. You can get customized recommendations for anything you're interested in, whether it's wrestling, news, entertainment, whatever. Definitely check out Stitcher.com or go to the App Store and pick up Stitcher Radio so you can stay in the know. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's John Orlando here on a live edition of the PVDcast. Right here in Newark, Ohio, we are at the National Guard Armory. The Marquis Mikey D is my guest.
And where's our guest?
All right. That's right.
So, Mikey, thanks for filling in. Adam Michael's not here tonight. Wait a minute. Are you booing that he's not here or are you booing him?
Boo! Yeah!
Both.
All right. Both.
Sheep will do what we're told. Yeah.
So, thanks. I appreciate it, man. Coming out, helping be my sidekick, so to speak.
He kind of forced me to come out.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I was in there going to the bathroom, and it was more of a... ever go to the bathroom, and you kind of have that creepy guy behind you in the...
It was more
of something like that.
Look at us. We are the creepy guys.
That is true.
That did not happen. You just were taking forever back there getting changed into your gear, and I'm like, hey, can you hurry it up? Would you like to be my guest? Would you like to be my sidekick? And you were like, sure. And I was like, well, hurry up and get dressed then, because I don't want you to be late for your match. Which, you have an interesting match tonight. You have Louis Perez.
How about Jeff Cannon?
Oh, geez. Yeah! So you don't want to say anything about your opponent tonight.
I wasn't paying any attention to what you were saying
obviously.
Just now.
I said you have a match tonight with Louis Perez.
I do?
Yes, you did not
it
know
doesn't
that.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
He's
matter.
He's ready for whoever.
That's right. I'm ready. The wrist tape is on, John.
Mikey does not like to read formats or emails, text messages.
I'm kind of a thug.
A
I
little bit
what
of
I
one.
Want.
A little bit of one. All
Why
right.
You don't text.
Yeah. Hey, you know, shirt says it all.
Okay. All right. So what do you guys? You guys got any questions? Anything you want to know?
Do we know who the Heat Seekers are going to face tonight? Do we know who Robbie's facing tonight?
Well, that is interestingly enough, I do have Robbie coming out to talk about that because he does not know who he's wrestling
tonight.
You guys
are going to have fun with him.
Yeah.
I did. Did you see what he was wearing?
It's quite magnificent.
He looks like an Abercrombie Fitch model, like mixed in with like I don't know some type of. Men who like men type of stores.
You could say gay.
Have you ever been in one
of
those?
I think you could say gay.
Well, we got a little man here. We don't want to influence him and have him say...
I'm sure he's heard the word.
That is true.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a kid in here. It actually hid behind the guy. I did not even know there was a kid
in
here.
John.
Seriously. Jeez. Sorry.
We're family friendly.
I mean, a funny guy. Gay as in the 1920s definition. Like, happy. Hey, fella.
No, he looks like a queer. So
we can edit, right?
Yeah.
We can edit that.
All right.
Yeah.
Only you would chastise me and then just go the opposite way. Thanks, Mikey. Thank you
Have
so
you
very much.
Have you even said where we're at?
I've said we're at Newark at the National Guard Armory for the big
Did
OCW
you say that?
Show.
Armory!
Head to the Newark.
This may be, like, I may have to subtitle this, : Cheap Pop Festival.
Yeah!
That's it, see?
Nice.
Great,
Spago up in here.
Spago
back. Cheap Pop Festival.
So, to answer your question, Robbie does not have an opponent as of yet. Okay. As far as I know, the Heat Seekers do not have an opponent yet. In fact, I have not seen Caden Assad.
I haven't either.
I don't know. I've seen Jeremy Madrox, but I haven't seen Assad yet.
Yeah,
I don't know where he's
I
at.
I usually where smell Caden when he comes in. He has some type of weird aftershave on him. I think it's Brute.
Brute?
That's not that
Brute?
Bad.
Brute?
Brute? Yeah.
Brute Splash?
Brute Splash.
High Karate.
Splash. No. Whoa, really? High Karate? Wow. Wow. I'm not sure my demographics even know what the hell that is. I mean.
What the heck that is?
Come on. Oh, he keeps hiding. There you go. Okay, now I won't be cursing as much because I'll be able. I'll go.
He's the age of swearing.
All I'm saying.
Is Matt Mason coming tonight?
Well, first of all, real quick, all I'm saying is when you get a call Monday from the principal at his school, you can blame me. Yeah. Tweet me a bunch of angry tweets, potty mouth, thanks a lot. Matt Mason, I don't believe Matt Mason is going to be here tonight. I can confirm that. I'm pretty, about 99% certain he's not coming tonight, unfortunately. A fan favorite that he is. What, do you know something I don't know?
I don't know. I thought he was coming.
But then again, you don't know who you're wrestling. I don't want to be that guy, but you don't know who you're wrestling.
No,
you have
I really don't. I really don't.
Maybe Matt's just going to come and sit in the stands with us. Maybe he's just going to be a spectator.
I wish I could do that, honestly.
Then why did you even sign the contract to be here?
I don't know.
If you don't want to wrestle.
I didn't even know I was signing a contract.
It was, man.
OCW! Yeah!
Podcast! Right. You know what? I don't even know what to say. I really don't. I'm at a loss for words.
All right, let's come on.
All right, we're keeping questions.
All right.
Who would you guys want to see Robbie Starr face tonight to defend the title? Pick someone.
Jason Dragon.
Yeah! Jason Dragon? Yeah! Wait a minute. Why Jason Dragon? Are you all right? Are you fine there, Mikey?
I choked on my own spit.
Well, I mean, I do know CPR. I'm a track coach. I don't know if you know that.
That is true.
That is true. So, I mean, you know, that...
I called that!
Time out. No, Matt Mason, get over here.
Matt Mason just walked into the room. I repeat, Matt Mason has just walked into the room.
Have a seat.
This is not a game. It's real. It is real.
Really? To go back in time 2 minutes, these fine gentlemen asked if you were going to be here tonight, and I said, I don't think so. With 99.9% accuracy, I don't think so. He claimed, Mikey said...
Mike's the one that knew, actually. Yeah, he's gonna
did he know?
And that's because I wanted to ride with him, but of course he's got a carload, so his harem.
Wait a minute, he only showed up by himself.
Oh.
Liar.
You're
a liar.
No, it's not. No, liar. No, they went to TJ Maxx.
With your car?
Yes. That's all I am, a paycheck.
I wish this was a video podcast.
Yeah. Are you comfortable sitting on Mikey's lap?
Yeah, well, like, mentally, yes, but physically, it's not that comfortable.
Well, okay. So, Matt, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
To check out the show?
Yeah, man.
You're not going to wrestle, are you?
No, absolutely
not. He's sitting with us in the front row.
I might do that. I might be all over the place.
We actually just got asked, Robbie Starr, he actually doesn't have an opponent. Who would you like to see that young man wrestle?
Oh.
I said Jason Dragon.
I don't want to answer. Well, I don't know who all's here, so...
Oh, there's a plethora of stars in the back. I mean, minus Caden Asai.
A match I would like to see, there's two main ones. I'd like to see Robbie and Jeremy, and Robbie and Jock. I think those would both be really good.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. All right.
Ooh. We're Jock fans out here. Jock!
As I saw for sure.
I was in his wedding, so I'm a pretty big Jock fan, too.
Yeah.
My kids were in Jock's wedding. My wife, my whole family was in Jock's.
Yeah, the whole family was.
So we're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a razor?
We were there.
Because I forgot to shave this sideburn.
We were there. We were at Jock's
wedding. Yes, we were. We were at Jock's wedding, too.
I'm sure somebody's playing the blade in the back.
Somebody's probably shaving their back.
This has now turned into an ADD style podcast.
I know. I'm sorry. That's all right. I just wanted to say hi.
That was a lot of fun.
You know what? That was very unexpected.
I was just going to sneak in.
Me and you, we went there. We just driving there.
What are you talking about?
I'm still talking about Jock's wedding.
Let's talk about Jock's
wedding. Yeah. Hey,
Orlando and Dodge roomed together. Go.
Okay, we did. We roomed together in the hotel at Jock's wedding.
Where was that? Was it in Nelsonville?
Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. And apparently, I said very unkind things to Jimmy Shane.
That's fine.
You're out of control. I've never seen you. Like that. John was out of his mind that night.
Now, that being said, you have to think about
the perspective. John being out of his mind is whatever. It's kind of like the limbo. It's not a huge deal.
It's not like the Wolf of Wall
but
Street.
It was,
it's not like that. Like, it's not out of your mind like that. Like, you know.
He was swimming in the hotel pool at 3 in the morning, so.
Well.
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying for John, that's wild.
I do feel bad that I said those unkind things to Jimmy Shane.
I don't know what you said.
Oh.
They probably were.
No, there's a child in the room. So I don't think I could
say
that.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. As I've already... As I couldn't see him because the front row was filled, and I kept, you know, like pushing the envelope, and Mikey kept saying, "There's a kid here."
So how long have you guys been out here?
About 10 minutes.
Oh wow! So, I really did just jump in.
OCW. Really?
All right, next question.
No.
Well, we answered this. All right, well,
I guess we did.
Yeah, I've asked two, man. Come on.
All right.
I lost my voice.
Oh, man. Don't lose your voice yet. The show hasn't even started, man. Yeah, man. The show hasn't even started.
We got the card here. What's the card?
What's the card? We do have.
I want to know who the Heat Seekers are facing.
We haven't even seen Caden.
We haven't seen Caden.
They're friends.
Jock in a mask.
Jock in a mask.
Caden will be.
Okay. Well, we do know for sure that we got Johnny Attitude facing off against the newly crowned Ohio Heritage champion, Takahashi. So we got that match going on for that title, and that should be an interesting battle.
Who?
Johnny Attitude.
Oh, okay.
Versus Takahashi.
Who? No, I didn't mean it like that. No, I didn't mean it like that. I honestly didn't hear what you said.
Matt Tate will fight again. Jock. They got unfinished business.
Matty Tate.
Maddie's a tough customer.
I want to give some predictions. Like,
all right, go ahead.
I need to know the card.
Okay,
well,
Ernie Balls versus Jimmy Shane, best of three series. The first match of that.
Yeah, it's like Magnum TA and Nikita back in the day.
That's one of those. That's one of those matches.
Only
with
four
like,
less matches.
Only with four less matches. Yes.
Okay.
Juice versus Bruce Gray.
Oh, that's gonna be a good one.
There's my pick right now.
The Heat Seekers versus Mystery Opponents.
See that? I can't.
Takahashi versus Johnny Attitude, which we just mentioned. Papa Dingo versus James Avery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Mikey D versus Louis Perez, who he wasn't aware about.
It was on the website!
I don't even get on the website! I don't even have a twatter. Or what's it? What's it called? Twitter. Sorry.
And Twitter. Cannon, of course, is here. Matt Taylor is here, and Jock Sampson is here, and many more! Exclamation point.
You know what?
That's my new gimmick. Many more.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that would be a great gimmick, wouldn't it? Exclamation point. Yeah. All right. Are you gonna be cool? Because Robbie Starr is supposed to come out and talk.
Do you want to be in the room? I can leave completely. I don't want.
I'm just asking.
I really want you to.
I mean, if anybody follows Robbie on any type of social media, they know that this time period with him in that belt is really important to him. So I'm not gonna try to take any kind of shot away from him.
Okay.
The guy's posting pictures every 6 seconds.
With the belt?
And if he comes on his first podcast as champion and I'm here, come on.
Matt Mason, are you ever going to team up with Robbie Starr ever again?
In wrestling?
Yeah.
No.
He's retired.
I'm retired, man. No.
I didn't know if he was ever going to come back.
No.
One more match!
How about this?
One more match!
Would you go into business with Robbie Starr? Would you own, I don't know, say a bar?
No. Robbie Starr. Subway franchise?
Yeah.
Pretty cheap.
I feel like going into a hair product business with Rob.
That would be very smart.
Outside of that, it's pretty risky.
I would do that.
You would?
I would.
I'm retired. But can you guys believe it's been a year? The last time I was here was last June 1st. It's wild.
Man. It goes like that.
Yeah, but it's good, man.
It's good? All good?
I did legs with Jamie today, so my knee must be doing all right.
Must be. How about that?
All right. I'm going to quit stealing the thunder. Get out of here. It's good seeing you guys.
All right.
Yeah!
If you need any kind of story or anything else, I'm right here.
All right. Thank you, Matt Mason, for stopping by.
Matt Mason! OCW!
First out!
Time out. Now, so you knew? When I said I didn't know, I thought he wasn't going to be here. You knew the whole entire time.
Hmm?
Never mind. Just forget about it.
Okay.
I didn't say a word. I honestly did not know that Matt Mason was coming. The last that I heard, he was not going to be here, but what a pleasant surprise.
It is a very nice surprise.
That's right.
Rob Orlando has never lied to me. Today.
Never.
That is true.
Today. And now. And now.
That is true.
Oh! You may sit right there. Do you want to sit in the middle?
Yeah, you can sit in the middle.
There, you can sit in the middle.
Don't sit in the middle, champ.
There you go.
The champion needs
the OCW heavyweight champion, Robbie Starr, is joining us here on this episode of the PVDcast, live from Newark.
What's up, John? How's it going?
It's going okay.
Well, I came out here for one reason and one reason only.
What's that?
I heard that you have the inside scoop on who my opponent is tonight.
You heard wrong.
Well,
that is not
Matt
correct.
Mason was just out here.
Yes.
Supposedly he's in cahoots and has... little whatevers with Jeff Cannon. Because
Cahoots, that's a place we haven't been to yet. Have you been there yet?
I have been there. Not with you. I've been there. I was there one time with Sherman Tang. Long story. Okay. Probably not appropriate for that gentleman right there, the 12-year-old. So we're going to stop right there.
My bad, Chang.
Anyways, sorry.
No, that's okay. I like I said, I came out here to figure out. You know,
I don't know who your opponent is.
All right.
It's not Matt Mason because we just asked.
Okay.
It's not Mikey D because, believe it or not, he's facing Louis Perez.
All right. Well, yeah. I figured since OCW and Jeff Cannon.
Well, who do you want to wrestle?
They decided last month to try to stack the odds against me and put Matt Mason in Jeff Cannon's corner. Okay. When I beat Jeff Cannon in the middle of the ring, fair and square, 1, 2, 3, without anybody's help. What? What? Say it. What?
He's got a little indigestion. Never mind him. Never mind
fair
him.
And square, 1, 2, 3. Got
who do you
want
to wrestle? Who do you want to fight tonight?
It doesn't matter. No,
it doesn't matter?
I don't really think anybody on the roster is worthy of my title.
What about Jimmy Shane?
Sassy Steph.
Jimmy Shane, why would Jimmy Shane wrestle me? Why would Jimmy want to wrestle me?
For the title. I mean, everybody wants a shot at that title, Robbie.
Well, everybody,
I mean, let's be honest.
Everybody can want what they want, but do they get what they get?
What about Jason
Dragon?
Think
about
Dragon. That was very philosophical. That was
About that one.
That was Bo Dallas-like, so to speak. Anyways, what about Jason Dragon? Would you face Jason Dragon? Because that's who Mikey would like to see you wrestle.
I would face him, but then the fans would go home unhappy.
Why?
Well, because I'd beat him in like 2 seconds.
2 seconds?
See, all it right. takes 3 seconds for a pin, but I'd beat him in 2.
Oh, that's how good you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What about his protege or his associate, Papa Dingo? That dude is on a tear. And he's scary.
Papa Dingo is scary. I'm slightly afraid of him.
Really?
So I'm kind of going to, you know, keep my distance.
Okay.
I'm kind of, but he has no beef with me. He's a savage. Yeah. He has no beef with me. I have no beef with him. There's no reason.
He's had a lot of beef.
There's no reason.
Yeah, let's.
There's no reason for Papa Dingo to face Robbie Starr. There's no reason for it.
I'm going to say, I saw the stat sheets. He's easily 400.
My guess is going to happen tonight.
Super Oprah?
Is Big Guns Jeff Cannon, the Hulk Hogan of the OCW, is going to come in and say, I'm going to declare I get my rematch tonight. He's going to address all the fans, and all the fans are going to go, yay, and clap their hands. Right? Right?
Yeah!
Yeah! OCW!
Yeah!
My bad.
But little does Jeff Cannon know that I had a clause in my contract that he doesn't get an immediate return title shot.
So how long does he have to wait?
Well, the contract said at least 3 months.
3 months?
3 months. All
right. Okay, 90 days.
90 days.
All right.
90 days.
Mask.
But
I haven't seen
you know
any
how
mask,
Jeff
man.
Is, and he can finagle and twist and turn and get lawyers involved and everything else.
Well, you know, he does have Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell on speed dial.
I don't know who they are.
Those are his lawyers.
Oh, okay.
You said High Karate was a reference.
I know. Well, I don't know. Come on. High Karate, Major League, come
that's
on. Yeah.
Dewey Cheatham Howell is like 1930s.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I've also heard other rumors, too, that he might have former legend or something coming tonight. Surprise guest.
King Kong Bundy.
That is actually the name I thought.
King Kong Bundy is supposed to be here tonight? I don't think so.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if that happened.
You would advertise that.
Yeah, I think we would advertise that. I think the marketing department would advertise that.
We're not always so smart here in the marketing department.
I'll tell you, if it's
You're part of the marketing department?
No.
Right.
It was a figure of speech, John. All
right,
you should know any better than anyone about it.
That's right.
It's more sincere.
All right.
Disco
All right, Inferno. Well, Disco Inferno.
Hey, I saw the new Godzilla movie yesterday. Have you guys seen it yet?
Hey, time out.
Yeah!
Godzilla! It's actually really good.
Time out. Spoiler alert. Don't ruin it for anybody.
No, I'm not going to.
All right.
Very good.
And, okay.
That's all I was going to. I'll be over here.
All right, well, Robbie, we'll have to wait and see. We will be here with bated breath waiting to see who you face later on tonight here in Newark.
It really doesn't matter because whatever, whoever they put in front of me, whether it be King Kong Bundy, whether it be Godzilla, the only monster in the building is going to be me. And I'm going to retain this title forever.
All right, well, there you go. There goes the OCW Heavyweight Champion.
So they're a monster.
And, And wow, Mikey got a high five from the champ. All right.
Sort of.
Sort of. I don't know.
Mid five.
Mid five. So you liked Godzilla?
Yeah, it was good.
Since you just randomly threw that out there.
It was good.
It was good.
Do you guys want to do something kind of funny?
Yeah!
There's James Avery has a couple of trainees out here. Should we just grab one, bring him in here, and just have them grill him?
Let me just share. I do not like, I am no longer in practical jokes, okay? I don't like to do that. I don't want to be part of any hazing. I had a bad incident with that. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be part of this, okay?
All right,
I played a practical joke once on.
Well,
actually, we already have one. Chris right there is a trainee of Mr.
Oh, yeah. Hey! I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. So you can ask him any questions you like.
Come on up here, Chris.
Come on.
Just real quick, two questions.
Okay, is that fair? Two questions for Chris. All right.
He's training under James Avery.
That is correct.
For the ring.
Correct.
Why do you want to be a professional wrestler?
It's something that I've always wanted to do. There's just a different kind of feeling when I get in the ring. Heart starts racing. There's like a sense of euphoria. All right. I just want
to be okay.
in there. All
right. Okay. All right.
One more
question. Come on.
All right, rapid fire. If you had to pick one. Nikolai Volkov or DDP?
DDP.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Diamond cutter.
Alright, enough said. There you go, Chris. Alright.
Yeah!
He was just out here to hang out, you know.
See, that went fine. We didn't razz him.
That's all I meant. I didn't mean have them. I feel bad now.
Well, I'm just saying. Listen, like,
went all into daddy.
I switched out someone's music. I don't want to mention names, but he was out here earlier one time on another indie show.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, Matt Mason. And then the paranoia, like, he really, like, strung me along for a very long time, the paranoia of him getting back at me. And it took almost a year and a half before he got me back. And so I've already decided no more practical jokes. I'm not messing with it.
What did you change your song to?
Well, it was Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning. Because we were working, actually the story was,
there's a warthog staring in the window right now.
Well, I think that's the cue to like wrap this up, because it is almost showtime. It is almost showtime.
What time the doors
open at 7? So it's 6:50. We'll get wrapped up here.
6:50!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. What's happening? So, I decided one day just to switch that out because we were doing a lot of shows together up in northeastern Ohio. And so came on the radio one time, and we amused ourselves by singing really terrible versions of it.
Nice.
And then, therefore, I decided one time to do it to him, and that was the worst decision I ever made. Hey, Jock Sampson. What's happening, Jock? You have some avid fans out here, Jock.
No!
But in all honesty, we gotta start wrapping this up because the boss is gonna be mad. But so, what's on your mind?
8 minutes.
You feeling all right? You sure?
Yeah.
You seem very, very low key tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My podcast.
Is everything good? Personally, everything's good. Professionally, everything's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Can I just say this is the first time I've actually felt safe sitting next to you? Is that a terrible thing to say?
I'm scared
as hell. No?
No, I'm sure I can get mad.
Okay, well, let's not.
You want me to get mad?
No.
You want me to get mad?
No,
man.
No, it's all good. We like it.
I haven't committed a hate crime in weeks.
Okay. Well, that's probably a record for you. It's probably a record.
What
was the last one?
Oh, wait a minute. This is public. This is public. Yeah, this is public record right here. So, you know. Who you got tonight? Who you going to fight tonight?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Boy, there's a lot of mystery tonight.
Mystery opponent.
Unfinished business. He's got unfinished business.
You going to take on Matt Taylor?
No, probably not.
Probably not?
I don't know.
Takahashi, maybe?
I don't like Matt Taylor's hair. Just throwing that out there.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Have you seen Godzilla yet?
No. I watched Grudge Match last night.
How was Grudge Match?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that was good. You know, they just Rocky and Raging Bull in the movie. That's not
yeah,
bad.
Well, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah.
So this is awkward.
Just a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know where to put my hands.
Right there's fine on top of the table. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Okay. All right.
Wow. I don't know if I should be like stabbing you with a knife or
please don't. Please don't.
Or being kind.
I think I like the kind.
You guys want which one? You guys want the knife or the sweetness?
Knife.
Yeah. Not now. Knife. Not now. In 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, he can have the knife.
Where's my Crocodile Dundee?
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Sorry, my wife must have it.
Maybe. All right. Well, with that, we got to start wrapping things up here.
Yeah. What ethnicity are you, Orlando?
Italian. I am.
Are you related to Tony Orlando?
I am not related to Tony Orlando.
You don't have his complexion.
No, I don't.
You don't have it.
What can I say? Nor do I have his millions.
You can't sing for crap.
No, I cannot. I cannot sing at all. Thank you, because I forgot that there was a gentleman in the crowd that's under the age of 18.
He can't be a gentleman if he's like under 18.
I'll cut him some slack. I think he's a gentleman.
It's got to be a gentle kid.
Gentle kid. How about that? A gentle boy.
We call him youngins.
Youngins in Nelsonville.
What do you guys call him in Italy?
I don't know, but if I pay you guys, can you guys cheer for me tonight?
Yeah!
They won't have to. You don't have to pay them. Yeah, we'd be good to go.
I don't think they know.
We threw the offer on the table. Yeah.
We love Luis Perez, though. Luis!
I know.
That's Al's brother, right?
I know.
Yeah, look at this. They're cousins.
I know Luis Perez. I think that's the guy that mows my grass.
He's from Dallas, Texas.
You mean Tejas?
Tejas, yes. Well, all right, so... anyways. Well, Jock?
Jock?
Nothing else you want to say? Okay, well, hopefully we'll see you here.
What's going on?
Well, I don't know who you're wrestling,
Do you know anybody?
I don't know anybody that you're facing. I don't know anything. Other than the matches that were already previously announced. We already know.
And your opponent was not announced.
Maybe.
Is that what I said?
No, it was on the website.
That's what the interwebs said.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
John, shut up.
Well, I'd like to, but unfortunately, it's getting to be that time where we're going to have to wrap some things up here, if you will, and get ready for the big OCW show. You guys excited for the show? Yeah! All right.
I'm going to go get drunk.
Okay. Well, apparently, Jock is going to go have a few libations.
Yeah!
Did you score points? No, and see?
His opponent tonight is Jack Daniels.
Maybe, possibly. All right, hey guys, we appreciate you coming in here. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to get ready for the big show.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to throw it to a break, and then I'll come back and we'll wrap things up here properly on this episode of the BVD Cast, live from Newark. Yeah!
Big Fun Columbus. What is that, you ask? It's simply the greatest toy store on the face of the planet, and it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. Shimmy on down to 672 North High Street in the Short North, and you can check out all of the various different toys that they have. If you listen to my previous episode of the PVD Cast, where I, John Orlando, did a complete entire episode from the store, you know that they got everything you could imagine. You need wrestling figures? They got them. You need McFarlane toys? They got them. He-Man? You got it. G.I. Joe? You got it. Star Wars? Legos? Whatever you need, whatever you collect, they got it at Big Fun. And guess what? If they don't have something, they got a wish list. You put it on there, they'll try to get it for you. Man, oh man, you got to go visit the guys and the girls down at Big Fun Columbus. Once again, they're at 672 North High Street in the Short North. You can check them out on Twitter at Big Fun Columbus, or simply go to Facebook, facebook.com/Big Fun Columbus. Check it out. Get down there for everything that you need in terms of collecting, or hell, if you just want to go down and relive your childhood like I did, stop on down to Big Fun Columbus and check it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Orlando, back here on the tail end of episode 45 of the PVD Cast, live from Newark. I hope that you enjoyed that podcast. I hope that you enjoyed hearing some of the interactions between myself and the fans and the OCW stars. I do apologize for some of the audio problems. You know, I guess, as I've said many times before, I guess I was not watching the monitor close enough and watching how those audio levels are going up and going down and going up and going down. I got to be a little bit more conscious of that and try to, as we're recording it, adjust those things, because there's very little I can do once something is recorded, once it's in the can, so to speak. I mean, I can move some things up, move some things down, but it's better if I can catch it live. And I think that that's the one positive I took out of doing that particular podcast in front of the fans there at Newark. And I think it went a little bit smoother than the first time that I did a live recording. And I know there's still some work to be done, and I know there's some more kinks to work out, but it's a work in progress. As I've said, this podcast, my own personal podcast, you know, it's a work in progress. And hopefully, you know, as I said, I learned a few things, and maybe the next time that we do this, I'll be a little more on the ball, so to speak, and making sure that things are a little bit better for you, the listener, so you don't have to kind of adjust volume on your device, however you're listening. If you're listening from my own website, pvdcast.com, or if you're using the Stitcher app, you know, whatever, I'll try to smooth things out and get a better quality podcast for your listening pleasure. Hey, real quickly, I do want to thank everybody who's listening. I know I haven't done that in a while. I haven't taken you for granted. I appreciate it so much. If you have a friend that would love to hear this, tell one friend, two friends, three friends, eight friends. It doesn't matter. Let them know that this is a great podcast. I actually had Sherman Tank through some social media telling some people about this podcast. And I appreciate that, Tank. Thank you very much, man. But yeah, tell people. Let's get this back rolling again. I know I took some time off and lost some momentum because of other things going on in my personal and professional life. But I'm back. I love doing this. I got some great things lined up over the next couple weeks. And I look forward to bringing you some entertaining and informative podcasts. So with that being said, let's go ahead and wrap things up. I just realized that my fave for the week is something that I haven't talked about. And I guess I kind of overlooked it. But my fave for this episode of the PVD cast is NXT. I have the WWE Network, and I have watched quite a few episodes of NXT. Now, I won't lie, recently, you know, with recent endeavors that I've been involved in, like track, I haven't seen too many new ones. I'm not up to date. I'm not current. But I'll tell you what, I like what they do in NXT. I like that they have fresh, new talent. They kind of give them a little bit of leeway to be some great characters. And they let them wrestle, and I think the way that they use some other mid-card talent from the main roster, such as like Tyson Kidd, Sin Cara, you know, Alicia Fox, I think that that helps out, and it makes it, you know, makes it an interesting television program to watch. Now, I think their commentary crew could be a little bit better, but nonetheless, I mean, you know, when you got people like Adrian Neville, Aiden English, Corey Graves, of course, Bo Dallas, who may be coming up to the main roster here. You know, you got a lot of talented people down there that I enjoy watching, and I hope that whatever they're doing down there in NXT, don't change it, keep it going. So my fave for this week, for this podcast, is WWE NXT. All right, well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start wrapping things up here. As I've talked about for the last couple of episodes, June 8th, I'm going to be at the Fort Rapids Toy Show, ladies and gentlemen. That is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's right here in Columbus, Ohio, at the Fort Rapids Water Resort, ladies and gentlemen. You can check out all the information for the show by going to ctspromotions.com. They'll tell you all the information about the show and if you're a vendor and you want to be there and whatnot. So check it out. I'm going to be there with the people from Big Fun Columbus. Probably going to do another live podcast. That's what I'm planning on doing from right there in the show. So I need to make sure I pay attention to this monitor a little bit more and make sure that these levels are, you know, a little more on the ball, so to speak. So they're picture perfect for you folks that are listening. So, once again, June 8th, going to be at the Fort Rapids Toy Show. Again, it's right here in Columbus, the Fort Rapids Water Park. Check out ctspromotions.com. I know I kind of repeated that, but, you know, I kind of got a little bit off on a tangent. Hey, you can get in touch with me by going to Twitter and checking me out at PVDMVP. You could shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. And, of course, don't forget to check out PVDcast.com. It's my own personal website. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for listening. I'm going to sign off here, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.